This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. If you want to follow along on TV. And we're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We get back into the Redskins here. Of course, got a win. They're second in a row. And we talked about some of the positives earlier in the show, ranging from, obviously, the running game was fantastic yesterday. Darius Geis averaged almost 13 yards a carry, found the end zone twice. As a team, they had two rushing touchdowns heading into that game. Mm-hmm. They had three yesterday, so they more than doubled their total of rushing touchdowns.
Shocker, I had a little side bet on Haskins. Haskins just had to get over half a touchdown. He had to throw one touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And every time they got in the red zone,
he didn't do it. But I think
that's
that
Bill
he
Callahan
played,
for you.
I think God he did play better, marginally better, but he didn't have any turnovers in the
game.
Hey, he
approached 50% completion percentage yesterday. Yeah, he was
so
close.
I thought that he
that's
showed
good.
Signs of progress, and the defense played better. But what we wanted to get into here, and with listeners, do you believe that this might actually happen? That Bruce Allen may actually be fired and they move on from Bruce Allen? Here's the report from the NFL Network's Mike Garofolo that got everybody excited yesterday.
It's not been good in Washington. It is maybe rock bottom right now. And I really do believe, based on all the conversations I have had with sources, that everything is up for evaluation in Washington after this.
Everybody but Bruce Allen, obviously, right?
Everything is up for evaluation after the season.
Is that the chorus line?
In Washington, Colin.
Are you with the
yes.
microphone?
I can't. I wish I could sit here right now and tell you exactly what's going to happen at the end of the season regarding Bruce Allen and his fate as president of the Washington. But I don't know. Because the only person that can tell me that is Dan Snyder. And I did run my reporting by the folks down in D.C. They did not have any comment on this situation right now. I have not spoken to Dan directly. But I have spoken to sources connected here. And the tickets are going for a couple of bucks. Okay? They can't tweet anything out on their social media without getting hashtag fire Bruce Allen all over all the replies here. Everything is up there. Dan Snyder understands that something needs to change. Something drastic needs to change. So I want to watch this over the last course of the season. Who knows? Maybe they go on a run here and Dwayne Haskins looks great and Dan Snyder decides, hey, I'm going to keep Bruce Allen. But I'm telling you, for the first time, I'm really feeling like they are evaluating Bruce Allen's role with the team.
Changes in D.C. I didn't see that one coming.
And I know that the fan base has been, you know, begging for this and saying, get us this, you know, because a lot of folks thought that Scott McLuhan had this thing moving in the right direction, and then he lost a power struggle. He was on the outs, and this team has continued to struggle here.
That's the scenario that I could see playing out, and it'll frustrate everyone, is they hire a football guy, and they move Bruce off. So let's another Scott McLuhan type. So people be excited, but ultimately he'll have to still
still Bruce is right, making the call.
Bruce will still
power.
Be the final guy,
right.
And so that ruins everything.
Well,
that's
going to pacify the fans.
I think that's possible.
I think it's different. I think he gets whacked. I want to hear from people. 800-636-1067. Are you buying into this and getting excited that they may actually move on from Bruce Allen? Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post had an interesting column about it, and you know, some people are worried anytime they win that that's going to provide ammo for Bruce Allen. I agree with you, Eric, that it's 10 years. It's a body of work. Like one or two wins shouldn't
matter. One or two
wins
is not going to affect anything.
He writes at the end of his column, Jerry Brewer, once again, it seems Snyder is close to returning to reality, but we've thought that at least three times in the past decade. Snyder can't let this late season illusion of progress fool him. The Redskins are getting better and have some young pieces to feel good about, but there's no reason for excitement. These wins aren't worth it if they save Allen from dismissal. And I think that's how most people feel. Like, even if the Redskins ripped off five straight wins to close the season, which we know is not going to happen.
Right.
But let's say that they did. And they ended, what would they end up? Their record would be 7-9.
If Allen
comes back, it's meaningless.
Yeah. If you don't give him credit, and like Pro Football Reference doesn't give him credit for the two McLuhan years, because, you know, technically McLuhan was in charge. He's got one winning record out of eight here in D.C.
Right.
That usually, you don't retain your job usually.
Yeah. You can't lose 7 out of 8 years.
Did you guys come around? Because you guys all thought that Allen would be back. And he still might be.
I think a scenario that I could see playing out, which would be frustrating, is they keep him. They say he's out of football operations, but he's really not.
Yeah.
And then they hire a GM.
By the way, how disrespectful. Isn't Doug and Williams still the GM?
Allegedly.
Maybe by title.
I could for whatever reason.
Let me look up Doug's title.
I thought he was the GM.
For whatever reason, I think Maybe. Dan Snyder sees Bruce Allen as an asset.
Given him that title,
I'm not sure why he sees him as an asset. Maybe because his last name is Allen and it's tied in with Redskins lore from the past. But maybe he keeps him on as like director of stadium search or some weird title and hopefully keeps him away from the football side.
Doug's title is senior vice president of player personnel.
But if he's still on the payroll, he's still going to have influence.
I agree.
Exactly. And that'll be the problem.
I think it's a mistake, obviously.
I can see that scenario playing out.
The fans aren't stupid. They're not going to go for that.
True, but it would be some relief to have a real GM.
The fans might not
still
go for
be
it, but Dan Snyder doesn't care about the fans. He doesn't. How could he care? If he cared about the fans, he would have whacked Bruce Allen 5 years ago.
The fact is, in McLuhan's 2 years, they didn't draft that great. Now, part of that is when the guy that drafts you leaves, no one cares about your draft picks anymore.
Right.
And so you don't get that coverage. But they went 9-7, 8-7-1 the 2 years they actually had a real GM.
Right.
Well, they had a quarterback.
They had a quarterback, too, for sure.
They had a quarterback.
But they maybe they're stumbling onto a quarterback here, at least somebody that's average.
I think they're a long ways away.
They're a long ways away.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there could be a little window of something if they bring in a real GM, even if they reassign Bruce.
It's just a part of the laundry list of unknowns for next year. Who's going to be calling the shots? Who's going to be the head coach? Who's your offensive coordinator? Who's your defensive coordinator? Who are you drafting? You know, who's on your staff? There's just so many question marks.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it should start with Bruce.
By the way, they don't have somebody with the title of GM.
Correct.
So
that's why I think they're going
to. Front office personnel, Doug is really kind of what you would expect to be a general manager because under his title, it's like director of college and pro personnel. And then they've got Santos and Schaefer underneath Doug Williams. I'm just saying that he's basically. You guys can say he does nothing, whatever. He's basically the GM.
We all know better. You can call him whatever you want. Everybody knows better.
Although it's really Bruce Allen.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, I think the scenario that's going to play out is that they remove him from the so-called football operations, but ultimately he's still the one signing the checks. And
I'm going to stand by.
So that's going to be a problem.
My prediction of they're just going to move on from him completely. I think
look, that's the dream scenario.
I think you know clearly Dan Snyder. We all know has some sort of social, psychological disorders. You never hear from him. But I think he's got to have some humanity in him that he looks down on the field with all those empty seats and people saying fire Bruce Allen and sell the team and all those things, that he's got to make a move, finally.
I mean, tickets are going for $4. They're 40,000 empty seats every week. I think that will cause something. The question will, I think at a minimum you're going to get a real GM. At a minimum. The question will be, will you get a real GM and cut ties with Bruce?
Problem
that's
is,
the dream
who's
scenario.
Going to, who's cut going to pick, if they do get a real GM, who's going to select it? Dan Snyder?
I guess Dan.
You trust Dan Snyder?
Dan and Doug and all those guys.
I wouldn't trust Dan Snyder to pick a real GM to run anything.
Well, if they fire Bruce, Dan's going to be involved in whoever they hire.
Well,
it's impossible to get around it.
Good luck with that. Good luck with Dan Snyder picking your next football guy to run your GM,
let the football guy pick the next coach?
Depends on how much respect he has for him.
Well, mm-hmm. if he's smart, he would do that. I don't think he's that smart. So
the only
won't.
Guy that he appeared to not meddle with, or at least he handled the meddling better than anybody, was Joe. I still have a sense that he did meddle with Joe a little bit, but Joe just knew how to handle him. Shanny made him crazy. Shanny, you know, when he started to meddle with Shanny, it made him insane.
Well, Shoddy truly made him crazy. Now, that's so long ago.
Yeah.
He whacked Shoddy after a year.
All right, let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
See the issue here, though, is I understand that we might move away from Bruce, but we've been here before. You know, it's not like Dan actually wants to surround himself with, you know, logically thinking people, you know what I'm saying, people that are willing to make a move. You know, he doesn't really give people the leeway. So, I mean, think about it. We had Vinny Serrato, and we ended up with Bruce Allen. So, I just have a bit of apprehension with regards to thinking that everything is just going to turn around when we leave Bruce Allen, because this isn't a man that surrounds himself.
No one thinks that. They're just hoping for a glimmer of hope. No one thinks it's going to instantly turn around.
I would just pause. You know what I'm saying? I hope that that does take place, but right now we just need to pause and just hope that it takes place. I mean, it's just hard. As long as he's in power, which we know he's going to be there, I don't foresee things changing anytime soon. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, thanks. I think most people generally agree, but I'm just hoping that maybe you can pop up every once in a while if you get a real GM in.
Right. I always point out the Colts. Colts got a crappy owner.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't he suspended by the league for drugs? And, you know, but they found a way to be good at times. Mostly because
Didn't Bidwell even get to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And so you can every once in a while sprout up if you get the right pieces in place. But Bruce has got to go. That's the key. I'm telling you, it's a guarantee they're going to hire someone and call them a GM. I guarantee they do it. The question is, will that also coincide with getting rid of Bruce? Or are they just going to reassign Bruce? See, that won't be good enough.
But there's also your scenario of the coach that maybe Snyder covets, that's willing to pay a ton of money. I mean, we have no idea. You never hear it, but the coach that demands Bruce Allen to be out.
If they go for like a big name guy that's a hot commodity that they're going to have to pay $8 to $10 million for, he's not going to do it with Bruce in the building.
No.
It just won't.
If the report is true and it's wholesale changes, because that's the word that they used, that would mean. That's a big move. Wholesale.
We have to prepare a fire Bruce Allen party.
That would be. We should have a parade. That should be worthy of like a championship.
Get Clear Constitution out.
Yeah,
or at least Half Street.
And your boxing match offer.
Dude, we're doing that.
Your boxing match offer is still out there, right?
Oh yeah. Put our careers on the line.
A retirement match.
You have to retire.
Yeah.
The loser has to retire.
Hey, but the way you're moving around,
that would be a good day.
After all the serving you did over the weekend,
yeah, I did a lot of
serving.
I
don't know. You might want to push that to 2020.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. What do you think happens with Bruce Allen as we debate this on a Victory Monday, driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all, including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's on a Victory Monday, second week in a row, driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all, including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com. We're talking about the reports of Bruce Allen possibly being on the way out, definitely being evaluated. Everybody knows the record is abysmal since Bruce Allen has been the president of the Washington Redskins and been involved as an executive. Talked about Jerry Brewer's column in the Washington Post. He wrote, the Redskins need complete organizational alignment. They have to be willing to go one way and go big, even if they fail. In today's NFL, the most successful organizations are doing it this way. Any vision requires a full-on commitment. And that's different than what you're talking about, EB, where they bring in somebody as a GM and slide Bruce over to different sort of role.
Yeah, I could see that happening. The problem with that is that Bruce will still be the guy signing the checks.
Right, that's not a wholesale change.
I think they're going to go all in. I think Bruce will be out. I could be wrong. I just think at some point he's going to pull the plug on Bruce Allen. I don't think he's employee for life.
He shouldn't pull the plug on himself.
Well, we know that's not going to happen. I said it, I think, probably months ago. If Bruce Allen had any dignity whatsoever, he would just retire.
And that could happen, too.
Just retire. Just say, look, I'm not doing well at what at my job.
Go enjoy your money.
Kind of stink at my job.
Didn't he just buy some crazy place out in
I think he bought a $7 million mansion in California.
Oh, he's setting up his retirement.
Yeah, just go enjoy it.
He knows.
Just go retire right off into the sunset.
It's going to happen within a year or two.
I mean, nobody wants you here anyway.
Yeah.
Why would you want to work somewhere?
He's a villain.
Unless he's just delusional.
Like
he's
Bruce is hated.
Why would he want to work somewhere where no one likes him?
Like, I don't know.
Can you imagine him going out in public? Like, if I were Bruce Allen, I would seriously—I'd put on like a mask. I would go out in disguise.
But he's a rich, arrogant buffoon.
Remember how bad his press conference was when they fired Gruden too?
Yeah.
Wasn't he asked why isn't
he's
Snyder?
Not, he's not bright.
Well, no, he was asked. Understood.
It was asked like
damn
why
good
isn't,
culture.
Why isn't Dan speaking? Why isn't Dan here? He goes because I am.
Right.
Because he's the mouthpiece for Dan Snyder.
And then he talked about them being close and a damn good culture. They're not close.
Yeah, and even if Bruce Allen is thrown overboard, which I don't think is going to happen, you still have Dan Snyder here. You still have a terrible owner.
That's never going to change.
Yeah.
Dan's always going to be here, and that toxic presence will always be here, and that will always preclude them from ever being great. But maybe you could pop up every once in a while if you have a competent guy in charge of the football operations. You know, in spite of Dan.
Like, the Colts have a really good GM and a really good coach. The owner stinks.
Yeah.
But they've got good front office, and that keeps them competitive. Even when Andrew Luck goes down. Now, they're probably not going to make the playoffs this year, but...
Yesterday was a big loss for them.
They'd be butt-sized if Andrew Luck said, I'm coming back. I'll tell you that.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. I know a lot of people want to chime in. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Hey, Andre, how are you? You're on with the Junkies.
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys. I mean, I think ultimately from all the roster mismanagement, particularly, you know, what happened in Trent, you don't have a second-round pick. You had a chance to get a first-round pick. You didn't pull the trigger. I think those are all the reasons why, you know, $4 tickets to the stadium. But I think the biggest reason, and you guys mentioned like two segments ago, with so many head coaching openings probably come up in the league, six or seven of them, including the Redskins, and with Bruce Allen's name being mud in the NFL, I think he's the worst, the least trustworthy league rep team official to work with. I mean, if you're Dan Snyder and you want to get a decent head coach and you don't want to have to settle for someone, you kind of have to get rid of the biggest problem right now, which is Bruce Allen. If you keep Bruce Allen, then I think it's an impossible for you to get the coach you want. You're going to have to settle with, like, you know, some D-list head coach because no one wants to come here. So just for that fact alone, I think you have to fire the guy.
Yeah, and I think that could be the ultimate impetus for getting rid of him is a big name guy that you've got your heart set on. He's not going to come here with Bruce in the building.
No,
yeah.
He's not going to work under Bruce Allen.
If it's Jim Harbaugh and you really want Jim Harbaugh, he's not going to work under Bruce Allen.
No. You really want to go after Jim Harbaugh?
I'm just throwing that name out there.
Anybody.
Now, his NFL career has gone better than his stint at Michigan.
I'm just throwing a big name out there.
Right.
Someone that would certainly entice Dan Snyder. To make that hire, but there's no chance a guy like that is going to work under Bruce Allen.
Yeah, I don't see it.
He already worked under a guy in Balky in San Francisco he couldn't get along with.
Right. Let's go to...
Harbaugh strikes me as a guy who doesn't really get along with a lot of people.
Probably not.
Let's go to Jay in Gaithersburg. Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, look, I'm not going to say anything about a quarterback. Because last time you guys hung up on me on the quarterback, I'm not going to say. But anyway, I want to get to this point. I travel. I go to North Carolina. Redskins has fans there. I go to Pittsburgh. We don't have an identity. Because what they say to me is, why they call the Washington Redskins? Because they play in Maryland and they train in Virginia. All right, so that's one thing. So
New
I
York
get
Giants,
part.
New York Jets playing New Jersey. I don't think that's big of a deal.
Go ahead.
No, I get it, but here's the thing. Everybody keeps saying Bruce Allen, he's the problem. It's Daniel Snyder. Now, let me get this correct. Even if we have a losing season, right, any football team that have a losing season, right, do the owners put in like a pot and then they spit it amongst the owners? That's correct, right? So Daniel Snyder's going to always get his money, correct?
Yes. Yes. I mean, last year they made $500 million when you count equity and operating revenue or whatever, net revenue.
Now, how are we going to get a good general manager and a good coach in here when we have Daniel Snyder?
You just have to overpay. You just have to overpay. The only way you can is overpay.
The answer, my answer is you're not going to get two good guys. You're not going to get a good GM and a good head coach.
Exactly. So how do we get him to sell the team? Because look,
he's not going
to
sell the
Facebook
team.
Live.
You're wasting time. Facebook. We hung up on him twice.
Like, if you own Fort Knox, would you sell it?
Yeah, he's not going to sell the
if
team.
You own all the gold reserves in the country. Would you sell it?
I'd love for him to sell it.
People hated you.
I don't. You know, well, I don't think I'd want to walk around and be hated by everyone. But my understanding is he spends a lot of time in Europe anyway. So
he's so hated he has to leave the continent.
Yeah.
He has to go to Europe.
He's so insulated in his own world. He doesn't even see it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, but he goes to all the games.
He can't fathom.
He goes to the games, but he's
limoed in. He goes straight up to his entourage.
I understand.
He doesn't interact with humans.
Look, nobody is going to defend Daniel Snyder.
No, yeah. Nor should
they. It's kind
We're
of
just trying
non-issue.
To figure out why he would keep it when you're so hated, but he doesn't really interact with people.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I've seen him even in high school when he goes to Bulls football game. He sits by himself.
It's called being insulated.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
In his stands.
He's in his own bubble.
Yeah.
Nobody comes up to him? Nobody?
Everyone hates him.
Does he strike you as an approachable person?
He's not approachable. He's not approachable either. The guy, he's a little weasel. Let's go to Aaron Suitland. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, that guy just made the point that I was trying to make, which is it's not just Bruce Allen. Listen, you're the owner. You're Daniel Snyder. Any one of you guys are Daniel Snyder. You have Bruce Allen here for the last 10 years. Why do you continually keep him here? How is it benefiting you as the owner to keep him here? So what I'm saying to you is it's not just the general manager. You have to look at the coaching staff. You have to look at the people that we have that are penciled in as starters, and then the backup players are scrubs and they suck. You know, but yet we continually, for the last 10 years, get these type of players in here. Listen, which one of the coaches would you say deserve a job next year? Which coach would you say has impacted a position?
Aaron, most people assume they'll have a new staff next year. Most people assume
they're not
that.
Retaining there's these guys.
No. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying Bruce Allen is not. He's not the whole picture. He's not the big picture. I know we can't get rid of
him. He's a massive part of it.
He's a big part of
it. He's a massive part of it.
I can't measure that.
Well, I could tell you how to measure it. He only hires his guys. He hires his cronies. He creates a culture. They all have to answer to him. He's got a track record of losing everywhere he's ever been.
How can you not measure that?
So I'm going to tell you how I can measure it. So I'm looking at, for the last couple of weeks, I've been looking at Quinn, Mr. Irrelevant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't really done anything. On my television, on my 55-inch screen, only thing I can see is what they're doing on the field.
Right.
I'm not in practice with them. I don't have the overhead view. I mean, the coaches have to say, look, this guy's not doing his job. He's not winning. I was trying to tell the guys the reason why we played much better yesterday is because of the two guys. One was on the practice squad. Another one came off the street.
Yeah.
They impacted the game.
They were a big-time impactor.
Right.
Yep.
So who makes the decision which players stay on the team? Who makes the decision, you know, who can play and who can't play? Who makes that decision? Bruce Allen? No, he just brings the players.
He makes a lot of those decisions.
Yeah,
he makes a lot of those decisions, actually, Aaron.
I understand that. I'm with you guys.
Week to week, you're right. It's the coaching staff.
Hey, Aaron, do you care about results? Because in the end, it's a results-oriented business. And the results under Bruce Allen are horrific.
And this would be my answer to Aaron's question. How can you continue to keep Bruce Allen? They're buddies.
Right, they're pals.
They're friends.
And he takes all the bullets for Dan Snyder, so he doesn't have to go in front of people and answer the questions.
It's hard to fire your friend. It could be his best friend. Who knows? But they're certainly tight. It's hard to fire your best friend.
And some reason
he's also been able to make a couple of excuses. So he was able to kind of like pin like the disaster on Shanny and RG3 and all that's not working out. Then they bring in Gruden and they make the playoffs and they were 8-7-1 and they're close. But then they lead the league in injuries.
Right.
You can say, well, we led the league in injuries. Then they lead the league in injuries again. And then Alex Smith and they're 6-3 and he can make that up. But eventually, all of those little arguments were close, damn good culture, all those things. You got to look at the record.
Bruce Allen is good at one thing, in my opinion, scapegoating people and saving his own ass. That's what he's good at.
Let's just be clear.
But time might be running out for him, hopefully.
So they got two wins, which I like them. I like the wins. You know, they're mediocre teams, but it makes me feel good. But they've got the Packers they should lose to. The Eagles, even though they're a disappointment, they're better than. They could beat the Giants. I don't see them beating the Cowboys. They might have one more win left, right?
Even if they want, like I said, even if they
might have one left.
Let's say they went
4-12.
Right. What if they go 3-2 in the last five games? You're still a 6-win team. That's a terrible season.
Well, they only have four left.
Okay, four left.
They have four left.
So let's say they win three of their last four. 6-10. It's a terrible year.
I don't think they're going to beat Aaron Rodgers.
No.
I don't think they'll beat the Eagles.
I don't think they'll beat the Cowboys.
Maybe they'll beat the Giants.
Maybe.
So, I mean, it puts them at four wins, the best case scenario.
Right.
That should not save anyone's job.
No. Absolutely not.
Shouldn't save anyone's job.
No. And some of those things are true. Yes, they lost Alex Smith. That was unfortunate. Yes, they led the league in injuries. You have to be able to overcome it.
But
look at what the Steelers are doing. I mentioned Mike Tomlin earlier. Mike Tomlin, that team was 1-3. Were they 1-3? People were counting out the Steelers, and people were talking about maybe the Steelers are going to move on from Mike Tomlin. They're a wild card team right now with Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
Devlin Hodges is their quarterback.
By the way, you're glossing over the fact that Bruce Allen spearheaded running Kirk Cousins out of town, not paying him, and then engineering the trade for Alex Smith, a longtime game manager, to come in here and expecting him to put up the same results as he did with the Chiefs that last year.
And gave him a bunch of guaranteed money.
And gave him basically the same money he could have given to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And
engineered the Trent Williams disaster.
Yeah, as the previous caller mentioned, the Trent Williams thing, during that press conference when they fired Jay Gruden, I think somebody asked him about Trent Williams because we very rarely hear from Bruce Allen, too. And he was like, we're not even going to entertain it until after the season. Well, that's just stupid.
Right. Well, that's why we're saying he's a big part of everything that's happened. He's a big part of the problem. Week to week, the Trey Quinn thing, okay, well, that's on the coaches. But there's a reason they thought Trey Quinn should be the punt returner.
I think they just trust him to catch the ball.
Yeah.
But Sims has proven he can catch
Sims
it.
Sims has proven he can catch it. The
just,
juice.
You know, let's move on from Trey Quinn.
Yeah.
I wish we could do a montage of all of the hype in the preseason.
It was a lot.
You know, our Redskins beat reporter, John Keim, all these people, everybody was hyping up Trey Quinn.
Yeah.
And what's he going to end up with, like 250 yards receiving this
year? Thankfully, I didn't do one of the wacky. Trey
catches.
Quinn's going to have 75 catches this year. I was thinking it.
He probably should, but it's just not happening.
A lot of people said he was going to be their leading receiver.
Yeah.
Everyone was comparing him to Edelman.
Right. How could they have possibly said he was going to be the leading receiver when Terry McLaurin was in camp?
Here's why. Mm-hmm. Because people see one good highlight reel catch in training camp, and they lose their minds. They don't know how to process it. They extrapolate that into he's going to have 50 or 60 catches for the team.
I hate to bash him. He's a nice guy. He came on the show. I root for him. He's just not that good.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Trey Quinn came on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were training camp.
When we were there.
Oh, okay. I missed that show.
You weren't down there.
I was wondering why I forgot that, because it wasn't there. Makes sense.
Let's go to Paulie real quick. Norfolk, listening on 96.5 FM. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys, man? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Hey, what's up,
man?
Hey. Look, man, to me, I was done with Bruce, and to me, it should be no coming back from it, is his whole attack on Trent Williams. I mean, despite he was our best player for this past decade and probably got a lot of good football left in him, the man had cancer. And Bruce basically attacked his character and calling him a liar and being greedy. I mean, I don't care about the timelines or who had what or who said what or who missed what. The man has cancer that almost killed him. And Bruce is attacking his character. I mean, the Redskins wasn't completely clean in this situation. Just the fact, even if they had one finger dirty in that situation, they should have met Trent Williams midway with something. He had cancer, man.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah.
It almost took his life. And Bruce was steady painting this picture of him being a liar and being greedy.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, there's no coming. We talk about, doesn't Mrs. Snyder have the breast cancer? She started the breast cancer awareness and all that.
Yeah.
The man
he had thyroid
life,
cancer, too,
cancer.
I think.
Yep.
I'm not sure that she had breast cancer, but he definitely had thyroid cancer.
Yes.
No, what I'm saying is, though, from an organization that supports cancer, you know, and all, this man attacked his character about being a liar and trying to paint him as being greedy. He had cancer, man.
Yeah.
How do you go after somebody with cancer, but steadily you parade Alex Smith around like he's some war hero?
Yeah.
I just can't. I that taste will never leave my mouth from Bruce Allen. How he just, you know, Stonewall Jackson, Trent Williams, man, our best player.
Yeah.
A man with cancer. They told him that in two more weeks, it would have started eating his brain. If he got chemo, then he only had 15 months to live. And you want to paint the man as being a greedy and being a liar? To me, there's no coming back from that, man.
Well,
thank
there
you.
Might be hope
thank
for you, Paulie.
Thank
there
you,
might be hope. You're finally hearing
because I think that has
Bruce
factored in. Part of the reason why he's upset is the way the Trent Williams situation
could be more of the same. That weasel Bruce Allen holds on to his job and it's status quo. Who knows?
Yeah,
it's going to be a fascinating offseason.
Well, the other question is who is going to work for Snyder?
Well, you take the money. So you get overpay and you take the money. Like Jay Gruden, he's frustrated, but he's sized. He made about $30 million.
He made $35 million or whatever.
He's butt sized.
Great business.
Like, I guarantee you he does not regret it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you Jay Gruden does not regret it.
He's probably playing golf yesterday.
Oh, he's so happy right now.
He's probably in the Bahamas.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
So happy. So you do. That's who
I'm just saying there's
just take
a small
the money.
Amount. There's the list of people that will work for him is very small.
Yeah, but it does expand if you're willing to overpay.
Yeah, you got to overpay.
And maybe get rid of Bruce.
You got to overpay.
Right. I'm talking about to replace Bruce.
Okay. I thought you meant the head coach.
Yeah, but there's probably assistant GMs around the league that want a chance to be a GM.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
You take the money. The money's big, man.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We will talk to Redskins running back Chris Thompson at 9 o'clock here in the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington on a Victory Monday driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all, including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com. Wasn't a victory last night. I watched a little. I stayed up late last night. I just wasn't tired after like 4 days of not having to wake up, and you're waking up like at 8:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just hard I'm just not disciplined to go to bed at 9 or even 10. So I watched the whole football game last night. I watched
That's
the whole
till
Sunday
at least
football
midnight.
Game. And then I had the Wizards on.
Oh.
Do you realize they're playing in
LA. Do you know how many points they gave up in the first half?
You said 80.
82.
No.
They gave up 82 points in the first half.
Honestly, they don't have one defensive player, though.
They gave up 150.
In a half, EB.
I know, but.
And I think it was at 80 with 2 minutes left, so the Clippers got cold.
Mm-hmm.
They could have hit 90 and a half.
How'd they do? They usually do better, though, when they have those epic, horrifically awful first halves. They usually
not
do a little bit better
150.
In the second half.
Well, they gave up. Let me do the math. So what did they give up?
Yeah.
They gave
70
up
in the second.
68 in the second
68.
Half.
So they didn't get much better.
Yes, they tightened up and only allowed 68.
I mean, Rui gave them 30.
Yeah.
Rui's
fine.
I like watching them.
He's fine. Yeah, they have some good offensive players, but none of them are defenders.
I know, but how can you allow a team to go for 150?
It's just what happens.
That's literally just saying, you can go by me.
Well, yeah, Paul George.
It's okay, just go right by me.
I don't know what the total numbers were. I watched the first half. I saw part of the first half. You know, I was kind of checking in, mostly watching the Texans-Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul George was just having his way.
Yeah, I mean,
with whoever defended him, whoever tried
Kawhi
to defend
34.
Him.
Kawhi at 34.
Thanks for being on, George.
Combined, they were 24-42, those two players, Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah, they're a good team. They might win the NBA title this year.
We should have taken the under. Why didn't we not dance with the under? 26.5.
Oh, you mean under team?
I mean, they have six wins. They're 6-12.
They'll be right on the
They're
going to
win like
number.
20 games, 21 maybe.
I'll go over 20.
Anyway, it was just amazing to me they gave up 82 points. Now, the biggest Wizards fan here, besides Cakes, is AWOD.
Mm-hmm.
And AWOD over the Thanksgiving weekend posted something really interesting. I don't know why he does it other than the obvious. Mm-hmm. It's attention dollars because sure. I would never post something like he posted. But he posted a shirtless picture of himself and his dad.
Him and Maury.
Apparently they play ping pong shirtless on Thanksgiving. That's
so
their tradition.
Tell us about your tradition. When did this start?
As a kid, we had a ping pong table in our basement, and so we've always played on the holidays or whenever there's a day off.
Right.
And the bit is, if it's tied going into the final game, we both take our shirts off, and it's full ahead.
When did this tradition start?
Probably when I was like 8 years old. And
it's kind of weird.
So my dad came over to my apartment complex, and we have a ping pong table up on the top floor.
Oh my God, you did this like in wasn't even like the privacy of your own home. You did this like in a general area.
You have to ask for a key to get into the game room, so we were the only ones in there.
Yeah.
But my dad won the first two games. Couldn't believe it. I smoked him the next two, and then we both took our shirts off.
Doing
so hold on. In theory,
sets?
Somebody else from the condo could have gotten the key and come in.
Yeah.
In theory, anybody could have come in.
Correct.
Right.
Ooh. And this was on Thanksgiving?
Yep, Thanksgiving morning.
Well, listen, on the one hand, it's awesome that you and your dad have this sort of, you guys play together and whatever. That's nice. That's awesome. I mean, it's humiliating. I mean, four boobs in there.
I think we look pretty good.
Well, someone
we look like four men.
Yeah. No, someone pointed it out that Adam's just complete lack of shoulders.
Yeah.
Really?
Like he's got, they just drop off. It's a cliff.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like no muscle definition
no muscle,
at all?
No bone structure.
Nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
It just slopes straight downwards.
Hey, I also saw a picture. So D. Woods, longtime listener to the show, came out to our pregame show yesterday, Glory Days Grill.
Yeah.
In Fairfax. And D. Woods then apparently ran into AWOD. They were doing the Play to Win podcast or radio show in D.C. yesterday. I saw beers in front of you, AWOD.
I drank. I definitely. It was a bit on my show. I drank two Jack and Diets, and I had a Gouda bacon barbecue cheeseburger, but I only ate half of it, and that was the bit, is that I did admit to eating all the potatoes, but I only had half the burger because I was saving
calories. You're going to say he's not going to get anywhere close to the number.
I don't think he has, but he swears he's lost a lot of weight already.
Also a proven liar, though.
Yeah.
Does he look like he's lost a lot of weight?
What's a lot?
Well, I'm up, and I was
down double digits.
I was down double digits, and then Thanksgiving happened, and now it's back to single digits.
Yeah,
but I'm working my way down to 202.
Hamburger,
right?
But like, you have no discipline, so you have this big bet.
What was he at? What was his peak?
229,
right? 229.
How much did you guys bet? $100 each.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for him to win $300, that's significant for the amount of money that he makes. Okay, $300 is
huge.
And if he was making that progress, I just. Like, why are you drinking on a Sunday afternoon? That's just, you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
So that's not even Thanksgiving when you did that? When you had the Gouda or whatever?
That was in my weekend plans. I was scheduled to drink on Sunday. I did not drink on Saturday.
Scheduled to drink?
Or Friday. Friday and Saturday, I stayed in and was healthy, and I hit a workout.
Any Uber Eats?
Yes, there were Uber Eats.
Yeah.
So you only let me guess, you weren't Uber eating salads.
So you're saying you only drank 2 out of 4 days?
Correct.
Right.
You think that's a path to victory in losing weight?
No, he should be drinking 0 out of 4 days.
If he keeps drinking 50% of the time, we're fine.
You guys are so
That's like telling me to stop gambling.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It can't happen.
It's impossible.
Literally
You'd
impossible.
Shrivel
Physically
up and
impossible.
Die.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, it's nice that he and his dad have that connection, and that's really cool. I mean, it's a humiliating picture. And did you ask your dad for permission, by the way, to post it? Because you got your dad and his man boobs back behind you.
I actually did ask him, and he said he was cool with it. I think we both felt confident about the photo.
Oh,
they both
did.
Like the attention dollars.
Oh, they love it.
It's not even my dad doesn't see any of the attention. It's in
no,
my
but you
DMs.
Do. You love it.
What's your dad's deal now? Is he dating?
He's getting after it. I just don't talk to him.
Are you still trying to get your parents back together? You still trying to do
still
that?
Still a sore spot.
Oh yeah, we were all together for my sister's birthday, and it was the best day of my life since I was a kid again. Oh,
poor Adam.
And it just sucks because
How
long life is been, too real.
How long have they been divorced now?
5 years.
Okay, you understand it's not going to happen.
I know, but the movie Parent Trap is stuck in my head.
What happened in Parent Trap?
They get back together and they live happily ever after.
It's a movie, stupid.
Don't you want your parents to be happy? Like, your mom's probably happier now. She's got a new boy toy.
No, but
your dad's probably happier.
I just have this feeling in the back of my heart that they'd be butt-sized to give it one more run.
In the back of your heart.
In the back.
Do you know that makes no sense?
Deep down, I know that they get butt-sized to live together.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Because they've been apart for 5 years.
How dumb are you? They probably got divorced 10 years too late.
What a big stupid.
I'm sorry that I get sized for familyness.
Yeah. Well, everybody does.
You can still have it.
What are you saying? For familyness.
Is that a word? Familyness?
I was drinking yesterday.
Yeah? You still drunk?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say? Well, you know what? God bless you and your dad having that good quality time.
You should stop drinking just to preserve your brain cells.
Look,
because you don't have that many to burn.
I'm waiting for one of the junks to challenge us in ping pong.
Who?
Any of you guys.
Challenge who? You and your dad?
Me and my pops, yeah.
2-on-2?
I'll play you in singles.
Would your dad ever consider coming in here?
Yeah, we talked about that over the break because I mentioned that the guys would be psyched to get him in studio.
Right.
Didn't I already beat you in Richmond in ping pong? You're not good.
No, that was not me.
That was me.
Oh, it was Travis.
Nubs.
Where was Adam? Was Adam with us in Richmond?
I don't remember.
Oh, he didn't go with us.
I went with Grant Danny this year.
We invited Adam's dad to the drinking show.
Oh, we did?
Valdez and I did.
Uh-huh.
By the way, it's Friday.
It is this Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
No word.
Mark it down.
He's got an open invite.
Now, look, not a long stay.
No. Yeah. Half the segment.
Segment tops.
Right. I mean, he can't steal my whole segment.
No. Right. Steal your ADs.
Right. And, of course, we've apparently, according to Draft, we've put the invite out to Ryan, just haven't heard back from his people. I'm guessing he hasn't heard. I'm guessing he hasn't heard.
On the show, he sounded like he wanted to come hang.
I believe if we contacted him, he would do it. But, you know, I don't know if Kyle's too busy or I just feel like word's not gotten to him yet. Right, he's technically a free agent, so going through the Nats might not be the best way to go through him.
Interesting. Hadn't thought about that angle.
Yeah. Well, Kyle mentioned it.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Chris Thompson's going to join us. We'll get back into the Redskins. The Redskins running back who did play yesterday will join us here on a Victory Monday on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.